post-match interview.
We're going to go inside the Cats camp, down into the rooms at the MCG, where Brandon Parfitt was absolutely outstanding today. 30 possessions on the Kerr's high stat sheet, and he's been good enough to join us on the line. Parf, Kingy, Benny Cass and Nealty in the K-Rock commentary box. Thanks for joining us. Well done. But was it as hard a work to play in as it was to commentate and watch today?
Yeah, it was a weird game to be a part of, to be honest. You know, they were chipping it away from us. We sort of missed our opportunities in front of goals, and so did they. So, yeah, it was a different game, but just glad we got the win in the end.
For the most part this year, you played in front of crowds and good-sized crowds. At that, were you able to prepare for no crowds based on your experience last year, or did you have to readjust yourself to the fact that the only noise was coming from the 36 players on the ground?
Yeah, it was a bit different. I guess we're used to it now. It's sort of the unknown. You sort of go to each week and you're sort of just expecting the unexpected with everything going on. It's a big sort of round for, you know, our Indigenous round. It would have been nice to get a big crowd in, but, you know, that's the world we live in. And, yeah, it's just, you know, we were able to, you know, have our voices out there, and it was easy to communicate, but, you know, the crowd would have been awesome.
Your performance today continues a wonderful run of form, but talk to us about what Sir Doug Nicholls' Indigenous round means to you as an Indigenous man.
Yeah, it means a lot, obviously. It sort of brings back to, you know, family for me and, you know, all the sacrifice, you know, my family's done for me, all the past, you know, Indigenous players that have gone before me and paved the way. You know, the AFL have been doing a great job with the round, and so has the Geelong Football Club, and I was able to share the moment with Quinton Arkle and our fellow brother. So, yeah, it was good to get the win on the special round.
Brandon, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Great to get you on. Congratulations on today's effort, 30 touches. Did you sort of run out, you know, you and Quinton Arkle, just with a sense of a little bit more responsibility with the players that you had out and that you were going to be asked to, well, I mean, I know you're not going to go there, not try each week, but just that you needed to maybe take up the slack so there was more responsibility on you this week?
Yeah, probably a little bit. We have so many good players, especially in the midfield. You know, Dunks gets 30 touches, you know, each week. So does Cam. Cam's, you know, been a great player in you know, danger. So we probably got a bit more of a license to really get after the football. I still, you know, like to bring that pressure and play my role. But, you know, this week it probably gave me a bit more opportunity to, you know, really get after the football and use it.
You did it really well. We had your housemate on last week, Quinton Arkle, and he suggested that you maybe should have your own cooking show. He talked up your cooking like there was no tomorrow.
I think he's just useless, so anything I cook is pretty good for him.
What's your specialty then? What do you sort of, when you get the apron on, what sort of you put in the bowl?
Oh, nothing special really. It's just, you know, meat, veggies and salad or a bit of a curry. But, yeah, I don't know what he's talking about, to be honest. I think he's just got no idea. But he's come a long way since not being able to cook.
Well, after he had 34 touches last week, I think it all went to his head. So he's just saying the first thing that came into his head. Who's got the tidier bedroom?
We're both pretty clean. You know, I probably clean up most of the house, but he keeps his room clean. But I'm a bit more of a clean freak than him, I reckon.
Oh, so it's all working well, you two together.
Yeah. No, I love him in the team, and he's come a long way. And so have I. So, you know, love playing with him.
We don't, I mean, we sort of think of you as a young player now, but you're 23. Today was your 82nd game of AFL footy. You're closing in on 100 games. Do you know, what's the next sort of progression in your footy? Where do you see the improvement coming?
You know, just everything really. You know, I want to get fitter and stronger each year. I think I've gradually, slowly improved. But, you know, I just love learning off of the older guys and, you know, they're teaching me. And I think the more I play, the more confidence I get and the more I get out of, you know, each game.
We're speaking with star young cat Brandon Parfitt. He's Mark Neild on K-Rock Footy.
Brandon, well done today. You played a terrific game. Mate, I'm just interested. We had a lot of feedback from our listeners about how good the Guernseys were that you wore today. Was there an opportunity during the week for the person who designed it to speak to the club about what the story was behind it or anything like that?
Yeah. Luckily, it was last last week, so she got to come in before all the COVID hit. She told the story and she spoke really well, and it was a big eye-opener for some of the other guys that don't know too much about our culture. So,
that sort of stuff is fantastic. I think AFL players are in a really fortunate position when it comes to having things like that. It just helps the community understand what's going on. So terrific work there. Mate, back to the game. You mentioned before about the way that Collingwood were playing. They were chipping the footy around. Was that something that you knew was going to come? And if so, what was your plan to counteract that?
We probably, thought they were going to chip it around, which they did. They probably took a lot more short marks than expected. And I think at times we weren't as connected defensively. You know, some of us had a bit of a gap between our forwards and defenders. But I thought, you know, we cut off their dangerous ones and gave them that short one, but they were still able to possess it, which was a bit frustrating.
Yeah, look, it looked to be that way as well. Just a further comment on that. Just in that last probably 10 minutes where they actually came hard and came quickly, and you were missing some of your leaders out there, who were the players that were leading the way and giving instruction just in that final probably 5 to 7 minutes of the game?
Obviously Joel's, you know, a wise head, and he's obviously captain for a reason. I could just hear his voice screaming and you know, directing. He was doing that all day, but especially in the last 10, he was big, and all our defenders were voicing. They probably got on top of us, to be honest, and we were just lucky sort of towards the end. But, you know, we've got great leaders, and in those positions, we were pretty confident that we're going to hang on the whole time.
Mate, just a final one from me. Now, I've been taking notes about your description of your housemate. Now, you've managed to tell us and all our listeners that he still is currently absolutely hopeless in the kitchen, but you also said he's come a long way. So I'm not quite sure where he started, but that's good that you've got him on at least an improvement plane with his cooking.
Yeah, well he just sort of says, oh, what should I do? And I just say, cut that up and put that in. And I've got pretty much no idea as well. So two dummies really in the kitchen.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were going to say a bit more there, Puff. Two dummies in the kitchen and you go butt, but no, that's okay. The laid outs of how late did you know that Blitz and Cam Guthrie wouldn't be playing?
Oh, pretty much, you know, before we ran out, they just came to us and said, Blitz is out, Stanley's in, and younger Guth's in as well. So I think, you know, we have a strong depth, and anyone who comes in is going to play a role, so... they're one of our two important players on our team, so it hurt us a bit, but at the same time, we're able to push through it.
Have you been given any indication of what is in store from here? Have you got a set break now because of the bye, or have the club told you not to go too far, you know, in case the situation changes? And obviously, the lockdown in Victoria does change a few things, and the lockdown you're already in as a playing group.
Yeah, so I think it's just pretty normal for us. We have a, you know, 4-day break because we had the bye. We have the bye this week, so we'll be using our 4-day break to stay at home. So that's a little bit annoying, but you know, that's life in Victoria at the moment. So, you know, hopefully happy to play our part here and stay home and get over this lockdown.
Puff, I work with some absolute idiots at K-Rock, including Ben. So what we're going to do is we're going to let you go, let you enjoy your break. Well done on your form. You've been playing some great footy, and well done with what you've done so far through season 2021. Can't wait to see you against Port Adelaide in 2 weeks.
Cheers. Thank you. Post-match interview.